Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You're looking amazing. I give God the glory for your lives. Good evening to everybody. Hallelujah to the Son of God. Say amen. Amen. All right, once we all have it coming, even be a party, we will still read it. That is the three lessons by which anybody, after you have accepted Christ as Savior, you will go to church. Church is like a training camp. Church is like a school. Church is like a hospital. Church is like a boot camp. Church is where everybody comes to and receive impartation of the anointing and the teaching or the tutelage of the Word of God. Say amen. Dede was teaching us in a series which is not only being taught here, but we are teaching it all around our branches. And we have been telling you the reason why we go to church. And one of the things that we said is to receive the Word of God. We go into the house of God to receive the Word of God. Acts chapter 13 and verse number 44. The Bible said, and on the Sabbath, they all went to the church. They went to the synagogue to go and receive the Word of God. Yeah, the next Sabbath day, came almost the whole city together. They gathered together, the entire city gathered together to go and receive the Word of God. So you can clearly see that most of the reasons why this generation goes to church is a little bit different from what the early Christians did. Can you turn this into different versions? And the Bible said the next Sabbath, nearly everyone in the town came to hear the word of the Lord. And the next version, this one says, on the next Sabbath, almost the entire city gathered together. Can you imagine that? He didn't say the entire town. He didn't say the entire township. Almost the entire city. Can you imagine if the whole of Accra comes together for one service? I don't think there will be a place for all of us. There's no space that can host Accra. No space. Accra's population is crossing 17 million people living in the city only. So I don't think there is even a space for 1 million people. Accra Sports Stadium cannot host 1 million people. Independence Square cannot host 1 million people. Ukurumu Park cannot host 1 million people. Yeah, I don't think there is any space for 1 million people. Hallelujah. Possibly we will have to go and get a bare land somewhere and we can gather 1 million people. But one of the reasons is to go and hear. I like this. He said the entire city came together to hear the word of the Lord about salvation through faith in Christ. He's even narrowing the content of the word. It was not nonsense. So Apostle Paul said to Timothy, you are a young preacher. You are an invigorated breed. You are a new master. So 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 2, he says, preach the word, not nonsense. Preach the word, not rubbish. Preach the word, not dogma. Preach the word, not doctrines of devils. Preach the word, not self. Not self. Our comfort, we can teach self. Yeah. We can make human ideologies, doctrines for people to follow. Preach the word. Preach the word. When you stand to preach, Get into the word. This is why we ask everybody to bring a Bible. If you came here tonight and there was no electricity, this screen will be off. Preach the word. Preach the word. The people must respond to the word just as the preacher is preaching the word. Preach the word. Be quick. Be instant. In season and out of it. Reprove. Rebuke. Exalt. Put this in NLT. In NLT, in this version, the Bible said, he said, preach the word of God. Be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. This is why we go to the streets. This is why we go to the markets. This is why we go to the villages. We have adopted, you know, the mandate that God has given us and we are carrying it. God is giving us Gawest and we are going to all the townships of Gawest. All of them. I mean, if you see me preaching in Gawest, there is nothing that is favorable. Agreed, and so. There is nothing that is favorable. The people are not rich. The people are not famous. The people there cannot give me offering. I will ask the people to tell us what our offering for our first church service was. We had a crusade and 3 days we didn't take an offering. Because the people don't have it. Don't deceive yourself. I'm a beggar. Don't deceive yourself. They don't have it. So you can't tell me it's because of money. And you can't tell me it's because of notoriety. It is the preaching of the word of God. People must be born again. People must receive Christ. Hell is real. We are diverting traffic. Please don't go to hell. That's what we are doing. Please don't go to hell. Please, we are begging people, don't go to hell, because hell is real. Don't go to hell. Please, don't go to hell. This is what we've been doing. Say a good amen. Hallelujah. The scripture back is that, preach the word of God, be prepared, whether the time is favorable or not. Patiently correct. Rebuke and encourage your people with good teaching. Good teaching. What is good teaching? Good teaching. Good teaching. Good teaching is not sugar-coated word. You go to Germany. No. Good teaching. The teaching must be right. Appropriately, you know, thought in context. Say a good amen. Amen. So, the word of God must be disseminated. So, when we come and we say, you must have one. You must have one. Whether it's on the phone, whether it's a hard copy, but I encourage people to carry hard copies. I have a tablet, but I still carry a Bible. The tablet can decide not to come up. You switch it on, it's off. What will you do? Just turn your Bible open. Amen? I'm teaching the essence of carrying and owning a Bible. Muslims have Quran and they are proud of it. Oh my God, I wish we can go and stay in Abekazongo here where I was born and where I lived. At least let's stay there for 1 week only. And let's look at the attitudes of other faiths. Miami says, you know, let's say that. Let's put a Christian here. And let's put a Muslim here. I can boldly tell you that the Muslim is more disciplined than the Christian. More serious than the Christian. more generous giving than the Christian, more principled than the Christian. I will go to where the real thing is, more knowledgeable in their instruction than the Christian. The Muslim will never marry you. Never. It's a no-go area. But the Christian will be praying, oh Lord, this is my last chance. And so I'm asking, if Ekremofuo say entity no menya, me am say o menya entity papa change you. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know what's my for Paul didn't come on or what's my journey and none of my journey in them. Sister, before a Muslim can become a Christian, it will take the hand of God. But I can have a Christian wake up in the morning and say, I don't like this Christianity again. I am a Muslim. Oh, sorry, the baby need to move here. Carry it on. Say amen. So I'm going to, you know, say in this a little bit because we go to church to hear the word of God. Can you bring the book of Acts so we read that and then I can allow these lovely people to take their seats. Acts chapter number 13 and verse number 44. Can I read this in the Message version of the Bible? The Bible says, and when the next Sabbath came around, practically the whole city showed up to hear the word of God. They did not show up to receive Agwanjire. Thank God for Agwanjire. To hear the word of God. Mr. Gomi, the word of God was Japadie. I'm telling you, will people, when a person is corrupted in the word of God, people, it's going to be difficult. To Danini Panagin. It's going to be very difficult. You will never have somebody that is deeply rooted in the word of the Lord talk like that. Because a person that is rooted in Christ, that person speaks kingdom language. Speaks kingdom language. Tonight I will be reading a couple of scriptures to you, but before I do that, allow me to read Luke chapter number 21, 34, 35, and 36, the Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life. And so that they come upon you, unawares, for as a snare, it shall come upon all them and dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Let me do a very quick revision of last Sunday, Luke chapter 17. Luke, the 17th chapter. Let me read from verse number 11. I was talking to you about the error of ingratitude and ungratefulness. And I read from Luke 17, verse 11, the Bible says, it came to pass as Jesus went to Jerusalem that he passed through the middle of Samaria and Galilee. And the Bible said, as he entered into the city, entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers. The Bible said they stood afar off. The reason is because in those days, if a man was a leper, according to Jewish law and custom, you are not supposed to come among people. Number two, if you met a priest, a preacher like myself, you are supposed to shout at a distance to the preacher and to tell the preacher, I am unclean. I am leprous. Don't come near me, because the preacher is not supposed to even see the leper. So the Bible said they stood far away and they shouted unto Jesus. Instead of saying, we are unclean, the next verse says, interesting, they lifted up their voices and said, Master, have mercy on us. And then in the 14th verse, and when Jesus, when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself to the priest. It came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, it means that they were not yet there. Whilst they were going, they were cleansed. Miraculously, supernaturally. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back. And with a loud voice, glorified God. And fell down on his face at the feet of Christ, giving glory or giving him thanks. And he was an unbeliever. He was not a Jew. He was an infidel. In the 17th verse, the Bible said, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Where are the 9? I just sent 10 people away from this place. Where are the 9? In the 18th verse, and there are not found that return to give glory to God, save the stranger. And so in the 19th verse, he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Your faith has made you whole. Go to the next verse, possibly. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God shall come, he answered that the kingdom does not come by observation. Next verse, interesting, it says, for the kingdom is in you. Say amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Can I read you a couple of scriptures and then we can take off? Because you may be able to comprehend or understand what we are talking about when I go into a couple of scriptures. Tonight is like an introspection and retrospection. Introspection is to look inside of you, and retrospection is look around you. In other words, sit down, January till December. This is the time of reflection and reconsideration, recalibration. This is the time where we sit down and take stock of our lives. We take inventory and we go through a careful analysis of our lives and know exactly where to turn to when God gives us another opportunity. Say a good amen. Where am I now from? And then where do you be having a show? So, praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All right. Okay. Now, having read that to you, let me go further and remind you also of Luke chapter 13. And let's start from verse number 6. We are doing a stock-taking service. This is our last Bible study, and I do not take it for granted at all. There was an equally important meeting or service. So I asked Dede, this and that one. He said, definitely this one. So I am here in this one. He speak also this parable that a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Turn it into GMT. And then the Bible said very clearly in the next verse, he said, so he said to the gardener, look, for 3 years I have been coming here looking for figs on this tree and I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it go on using up the soil? And then in the next verse, listen to exactly what he said. But the gardener answered, leave it alone, sir. Just one more year. I would dig around it and put in some fertilizer. Then if the tree bears figs next year, so much the better. If not, then you can have it cut down. This was a very interesting parable that Jesus made in his service. He's preaching, and this is a parable that he gives. My next scripture to you will be, let's take that particular one from Luke chapter 19. Luke 19, verse number 12. Let's begin from verse 12. The Bible said, and he said, a certain noble man went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. The next verse says, and he called 10 of his servants and delivered unto them 10 pounds. In other words, 10 people receiving 10 pounds meant that one person received 1 pound. And then he said, occupy till I come. Another version will be interesting. Another version says, operate with this until I come. Another version, interestingly, says, I don't know where you are. Okay, he says, see what you can earn. See what you can earn with this while I am gone. In another version, I am looking for a particular phrase. Put this money to work. And he said, until I come back. Another version, he says, invest this for me while I am gone. And then in the Amplified is what I'm looking for. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas, one apiece, each equal, listen, each equal to about 100 days' wages, and said to them, do business with this until I return. Do business. I'm looking for a word that you can relate to. Do business. Everybody sitting here have been blessed by God. You are already blessed. You are not now going to be blessed. I will try my best to narrate and try to depict as a pulpiteer by the help of the Holy Spirit tonight to be able to let you know that you are not about to be blessed. You are already blessed. Say amen. When I take a seed of an orange and I plant it in a fertile soil, I could have done so. That seed has all the fruits potency in the seed. That seed does not need it. That seed is not going to wait for anything to be added to it. All the seed needs to do is to fall to the ground and die. And after it dies, that seed will have to, you know, be regenerated. Once aba ekutu aba no amedi ashe from no enya to from ni ewu e pro na afe e baba ye, you know, a plant. Nenyi ni be ye dua power no a Ebesu abanina, it was in the seed. Adia abano, the seed, all that the seed needs to do is to manifest. Everybody say manifest. Good. Manifest. So when God was speaking to Adam and Eve, the whole idea was manifestation. Be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth, have dominion and replenish it. Everything had been given to them. A good 31st night service, a prophetic declaration. God grants you the grace and the ability and oil, fire, anointing. Let me possibly go through some of the things that the Lord has given to you for free. opportunities free. Opportunities also. You are healthy, that's an opportunity. You are not disabled, that's an opportunity. You have 2 feet, you have 2 hands, you have a brain, that's a powerful engine. Your eyes can see, your ears can hear. That is an opportunity. Somebody cannot walk and still they are trying to live. The other day we saw a man with 1 foot carrying a bag of cement with one clutch. Clutch carrying a bag of cement. And I see others standing by the roadside and begging for few CDs. So, you know, I'm deriving revelations from the word of God. Like Acts chapter 5 verse 20. Acts chapter 5 verse 20. This is Bible study. Yebo quotation ajuru. Ube heaven ibi akwati asmameka. Yebo quotation ajuru. This is a serious. Remember, I'm a crowd where your pension, our TV. Yeah, well, no, what Bob Bragra could do, baby. No, or no, yeah, when your Bob Barbara, I know I can't express, I can't pen in the book. Now, what I've heard was this. What about Trabetti? No answer the call. When you're serious, I'm really telling you something. Mahami we were this 67, 68. Ukutape any paper. We'll be at the 31. Ekasa wunti. Ah! Before we read this one, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 3. Habakkuk 2, verse 3. Quickly, let's work. The Bible said, the vision is yet. Go to verse number 2. Go to verse 2. The Bible said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Yehuwe kasa, pay attention. Write the vision. Fape natural. Christo ni tiye kano. One of the reasons why false prophets have been able to invade our space and gotten us very well is because we do not pay attention to writing. Writing for pen and paper, natural. Revelation. This is what I want to do with your life. When you're serious, people are crying at your mountains, asking God for only one revelation. You can have about 5 revelations in a night, and you wake up, you don't remember anything. Interesting. I met a Muslim some time ago. Within our short conversation, I could have done so. This young man had quoted almost about 17 chapters of the surahs of the Quran. Short conversation. I ended up by telling the guy, you are a scholar. Write it down. Prepare natural. This is one of the reasons why there are people sitting here with great ideas. The vision is not on paper. Many gospel musicians can go and stand before a destiny helper. And the destiny helper is saying, I want to help you. Where is your music? He said, my music is... It will cheat him. You're better than you. If I want to say today, I love you, babes. Ne will me cheat him. You're better than what? Me don't know about doing anything. Hallelujah. Write it. Get the pen and write.
Shut your phone. We don't need phones there. I am at Achua Mountains. Call me, I will pray for you. Nonsense. If you want to stay home and do Facebook Live, remain home. But a person can never go into the presence of the Lord and have a phone. Let me paint a picture. How many people can meet President Akufo-Addo and have your phone on? Your Excellency, excuse me, I have a call. Hello. Your Excellency, sorry. My name is Mene Kansawa. Which of you can do that? Will be anyone who beats me, answer. Write it down! I have sat down and seen the wastage of grace anointing. I have seen the wastage of opportunities. I'm telling you, your opportunities are just too many. Your beauty, your intellect, your skill are all opportunities. God has given, there is no human being like you. There is no human being like you. You are unique. You are, articulately created by God. Giving grace. Now look at people. You know, God is waiting for you to move, and they are also waiting for God to move. And at the end of the day, they waste time and they waste season. They write the vision up. Take a pen and a paper. By now, you must have a book called Vision Book or Concept Book or Synoptic Book where you are writing ideas. We went into a shop and saw a little phone. The phone is so stylish. Small phone like my two fingers. It is a feature phone. According to the manufacturers, that phone was designed by little boys like me. Little boys designed this phone. Boys like this age in Ghana, omuni gugotem. We are here joking. This is why I keep telling the people, you know, do not underestimate this generation. If we don't guide this generation, they will be twisted and perverted. That is where they go into all kinds of madness and wickedness. Because Yawahei, a dying way father said, Yen cement ha, yen tile ha, and this place is a plain soil field. If we don't plant anything here, something will germinate out of this place. Because that is how God created it to be. God does not create empty spaces. Everywhere must be occupied. If we don't grow anything here, we leave it for 3 months. Something must occupy it. But if we fail to do that, something will happen. Dr. Aveva was telling us, if we leave this room for 6 months, cobwebs will invade because the space is not meant to be empty. Remember, we are going to see cockroaches, wall jackals are going to invade this place. Lizards, snakes will invade this place because no space is meant to be vacant. It is generation now, you woman, I feel now you're sorry, you're a Christian, you're a Christian, you're a Christian. But I come to realize that by the end of the year, there are so many people who have nothing to show for. One of the things that the Lord has blessed you free of charge, apart from opportunity, is people. Those people come in, some for a reason, some for a season, some for a lifetime. I will say this again. So that when people leave your life, don't be too hurt. Sometimes it is time for them to go. I had people that I love that I wish they had not gone. But because they were for a season, because they were for a reason, the moment that reason is accomplished, that season is accomplished, they will go. If they don't, if you are trying to prevent them to go, they will become your Jonah. Jonah betina ubu utuma betu eja padie negu. Na utu eja padie ni negu we are Jonah no beka chira ose minti. Ena we num naba tikukurume. Na tu mikuni nsiwe. Me se mi wo Jonah time ahwe ank me hwine ni siro. Washie japadie na awie yensan na wontu wonjunim yensan kukuru no zain washie ngrofo aja nyame asoma wonko wasa be ha obi aka ho uwi aka jenso onkukuru onkukuru sense ampeni ampa no ma kukuru no atuna. And most of those people that the Lord brings in your life, they are helpers. Oh, I'm a convert. I can talk about helpers and I will never stop talking about it. I have seen helpers. You are a helper. You are a helper. Faithful helpers over time. I remember the day I came with Auntie Ama and Auntie Isi to see Nana Bani, Nana Bema. May the Lord bless their souls. I'm talking about my grandparents, the Amponsans, Comfort and Isaac Amponsan. And I said to them, I was telling them, so, okay. Nana Bema was irritated about the whole conversation. He could feed in our person. I'm saying, I'm saying, Kobrata no ba your tamo can what you are to watch in a quine so bad word. A quine is here and Crofo complain here before by him. Hey, I don't know, messy quine. So Crofo, you're my better masses to me too. And then we hear me for so Kenny will collect all these cars and take it to our yard. Muba, no more betria, no more befa. Within 1 week, I had nigh empty. So we started clearing baller. Helper! Is she a helper? Tessano, this area is so expensive. But I have never paid one city since we came here. We've been using this land for almost 20 years now. We have never paid a kobo. You have met a helper. But sometimes you can meet a helper and not know this is a helper. And when you don't know this is a helper, you can abuse the helper. Christianity is not all about shalaba halele halabahaya. There are keys. Jesus said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom. There are keys. Why are you be trying to say 1 year cause 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, I feel they know who you are. Serious. There are keys. There are keys. Let me tell you something. If a husband, all the husband wants a wife to do is cook, clean, and let's have sex and have babies. I think that you have been enslaved. Serious. Because that is not the job of a wife. The Lord says, I will make you a suitable helpmate. Nebema buafo. Ube pepeja udu esi nkuntendenswa. Mama bua fo no am den me se obeto mo obeboa mo efutu papa empire bo obejina wachi. That is what we are talking about. I'm going to tell you why so many husbands go behind their wives. Because you didn't want anything. When you that blessing, the husband is not empowering the woman. Only power, my way far, a yenefe. But sir, or the best yes, yen, you didn't know. Only my year. Johus and Grofutin, why a fair, a yenefe. But Robert Tiska, man, a year, said, Medo for Jay. And if I call you, Jay, me boo, Jitty. Jiway come home. After 1 year, Jiway come home. Me pursue Tint. Let me tell all the career women that are in this place, working and receiving salary is not the perfect plan. You know, you can receive salary and still be a virtuous woman. To be that creative, industrious. Christianity is not a religion. It's a culture. It's a lifestyle. It's a mindset. You can say Christ to obi mwa. Na hini ye ni nyansa ne kani ya ne shine na tum etini peni mo. Enya hallelujah nkwa. I can boldly stand here and say that 90% of the conflict in marriage is about money. Oh, it's about money. Therefore, if you can solve that money problem, there will be no fight. They are graduating from Ebu. Their money tier school fees, only tier rent, only tier year, Ebu. Ebu. Your woman may be so a Mexican woman. And also, somebody who said today, or a nice girl, Sika, one a home. I'm the man of fun. Hi, sweet, hi, chick, hi, nice girl. You know, I'm the man on and I'm the home. So, me do be peer. I'm a coy. You could do restaurant. So, you know, your dear, Oh, I've left my wallet. Oh, my God. I don't know. I've left my wallet. It is, don't worry. It's just, pocket change. I'll take care of it. We'll cheer. Next time, same thing. Hey, I don't know. Lose your wallet, sir. See, you didn't make a banana mamfa. And no cry a sign. Why? There's me wareo. Yeah, be worry. No, cook room, no cotton to my provincia. This, that. Now, what do you go a colour kimo? No, dear mamma, no, me, dear command, nebusia for. No, must I do, no, not dear bread, no, I say, I know, Addy. Interesting. A common. They're very common. It is going on. And I'm trying to tell the daughters of Zion. This time of the year, sit down and check all the mistakes that you have made. And turn away from the mistakes. You come with the grace of God, the unction of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we need to ask very critical questions. Mrs. Dean said, "Me mekai wo ya." But I'm going to speak to you, you know, like a pastor will speak to a congregant. When we were beginning 2022, you were married. Now you are widowed. How many women can survive without a man's input? Now you are not only single, you have 3 children. If this woman, not for the grace of God, she will not be sitting here. Because the Ababa were nation will be trying. So I am not here though. We came to church and I said, nice Tuesday, hallelujah, praise God. Go feel though, he's a nice preacher. Or can't cry, or can't quite just say, or can't be any me peno. You know, no one I'm quite sorry. That is not enough. Life
does not only come with you with sweet and butter and honey. Sometimes life can be tough. And the question is, how prepared are you to face issues? How prepared are you?
When you read Matthew chapter 13 from verse 3 right up to verse number 25, the Bible was talking about the different phases of how people receive the word of God. Let's read from verse number 18 and let me expose it from that particular place. In verse number 18, the Bible said, the Bible said, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. He's bringing the meaning to the parable. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is the seed which, or this is he which receives seed by the wayside. In the verse number 20, but he that receiveth seed into the stony places, the Bible said, the same is he that heareth the word of God and anon with joy receiveth it. Go to 21 and let's hear. Yet had no root in himself. It has no root in himself. But endure it for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arise because of the word, and by he is offended. This version, this particular verse, put it in another version. This one is that, but does not sink deep into the word. And they don't last long. And when trouble or persecution come, because of the message, they give up at once. These are the people that will go and say, and then by the time you know they are backslided back to the world as an unbeliever. Deeply rooted in the message, in Christ. It is not only going to be shalabahaya, hallelujah. No. Now a woman is sitting here, her husband is gone. You are going to have hostile people. Husband is gone. And I'm going to tell you something very interesting. In your husband's death and demise, this is where you are even going to see your husband's worth. And you are going to see how good he was as a man. Yeah. Uko jine grasso. Now we talk gas. As a gas and a cylinder back here. So I say, ignore ya, dear. Uko jine school mo on here the bill, ni shower and sonny as a bill, no. Three people is this. Ignore ya, dear. We are, dear. It will be even more interesting when your husband was building and did not finish, and you have to go and continue, you will even appreciate your husband better. 50 cities, now it's almost 100 cities. You will appreciate him better. How many people are, what's sumyame all this while? If I say, as the year is going to a close, what do you have to show? And here, I'm not talking about money. What are your fruits for 2020? These are critical questions. Uso wasumnya mi 2022 me pese mi bisa abano ewen. Where are your fruits? Wa abano ni ewen. By the close of the year, this is a time for critical. When we say something is critical, you are criticizing your own self. Critical analysis. Sit down. He gave you life, the life you are enjoying for free. He gave you ideas. He gave you purpose. He gave you time. He gave you a vision and dreams and aspiration. Gave you people, opportunity, desires. He even gave you the chance to choose. I like this man. I don't like this woman. What are you? Where are your fruits? Where are your fruits? 2022 is gone. Very soon we are going to 31st night. People are already talking about 2023. We can't simply do that. Sit down. Account for this year.
We are accounting for this year.
I am challenging people. I said, you cannot remember all the funds and money and resources that have come through your head. But the ones you remember, sit down and put pen to paper. You will be shocked what came into your hands. Where are your fruits? You are beautiful, Mijitum. You are articulate, Mijitum. But where are the fruits of that beauty? I want to know. You've been coming here for almost 52 Sundays now. Almost 50 Sundays now. Where are your fruits? What do you have to show for? Is it still the gossiping, carnality, fighting among ourselves? This guy, I don't like this guy. This man, I like the. Is it still these things? Please! I'm asking for fruits. Where are the fruits? Kofi Odu, what do you have to show for 2022? What do you have to show for? You are sitting here, 2022, and your husband will have to give you money before you buy pad and panty. I'm asking for fruits. Brian, if it's like on top part, saying, if it's like on top part. Now, who do you remember now, Woody? The case will be a Christo, dear. Say, any pan, who near girl? Check your lights on that particular thing, sir, for him. Sani pano oni agro. It's a serious asem. Where are the fruits? I'm going to stop here. Where are the fruits? For 2022. Before 2023 comes, okay, let me ask you five very important questions. Five very important questions. How has been your relationship with God in 2022? Question number one. Put them on bullet points and put it on the screen for us. Five most important questions. What has been your relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Jesus Christ? 2022! What has been your relationship? You can be with your friends for hours on the phone. How many minutes do you talk to God? Dede was telling me a very interesting, you know. He has a bag. In that particular bag, he doesn't see where he has placed that bag. We have a storeroom where we keep all the things we don't really need immediately. She's been searching the thing and she can't find it. This morning, she woke up with a revelation. Go to that in between two big bags. The bag is there. She just got up, left everything straight to the storeroom, right to the place, and the bag was there. So I'm asking the question, how many people does God speak to? What is your relationship with the Lord? Two people want to marry you. Have you spoke to God? Or Kofi Odro should do that for you? Have you spoken to the Lord? Sister, ye ke Christo sumu. Enye nye ma bachere ba. Ye ke Christo sum. Wambe sum Christo over 10 years. Unti nyamene. Ah! 22 ways by which the Bible prescribed that the Lord speaks to people. Which of them is it that God speaks to you? I want to know. The Lord speaks by dreams. The Lord speaks by visions. Speaks by trance. Speaks by revelation. God speaks by prophecy. God speaks by discernment or intuition. Which one is he speaking to? God speaks in his word. How has been your relationship with God? Or do you come to church because when your girl be a person so bad, because people can please people. People can please people. I was speaking to a police officer and I said, criminals, they plan for a long time. A criminal can plan and send his son, who is also a criminal, send his son to school to go and learn IT proper. When the son finishes, the criminal will make sure that the son is enlisted to the Ghana Police Service. And the criminal will make sure that the Ghana Police Service will see and recognize that that boy is so good. Will be employed at the headquarters and working at the, cyber security department. Then the criminal, and this may take 20 years. 20 years. But the day they break the system, they will break the whole system. That is a criminal. A criminal can do all this, and a Christian is so impatient. So impatient. Now you are the real person is coming up. I'm asking, how has been your relationship with God? Number two question. What is the level of quality of your life? What is the level of quality? Cable, so I had the warrior dying. You will be a honor more. What the yet dying? A yes, she a betting me a page. I said, Dina. And you will be so a honor more. Cable metal noir. Woman, the year, you know, that very expensive, but it can be there for million years. It will be possibly be so. You know, what is your level of quality? You, what is the level of your quality? How quality are you? I have said that the quality of the world determines the quality of your life. The quality of woman you are determines the quality of the man that marries you or you marry. So I'm asking, how quality are you? I'm not talking about how sweet, nice you are looking right. Oh, I know dear. Ubi anwofe. Alabaster, that was in Shiraba Kwanya Media Mai. Ubi anwofe is uniquely beautiful. Nyanu wanse mna meka. Eh, Miss Ubi to me unu ubi no wofe. But we are this one. Or what twake see, unu fwake see, or what hips, or nanti and then we shake. But utufu. Oh, are in a problem. And so on. And to everybody that is seated here, we come to church to sow into ourselves, to invest into ourselves. We want to be better Christians. We want to be better children of God. It's not hallelujah, hey, hey. No. We are here building up on ourselves from grace to grace, victory to victory, glory to glory. We are building up on ourselves. You can't tell me you are the same person you came. Serious. I'm talking about quality. There are people who have never read a book this year. Never read a book this year. Social media couldn't be a winning ball. This person has a beef with this person. That person is fighting with this person. This person has a problem. That person has a this. That's the social media winning ball. Sometimes, you know, when people say, as we see in ourselves, as we see on the wine. You cannot be on everybody's business and still have quality. No. Look at Joseph in the Bible. When Pharaoh called Joseph, he changed his name, gave him a wife, changed his life. What the Israel must have seen now, man. Nipen nation inside.
No man akunya tenaso. But listen to that. Pharaoh and friend and master, come and let's account for everything that I've given you. Why? Quality. The guy, he was of quality. Onya trofo, onya za. Most of the people that I work with, ubobu anu mesi echiri. Ebu obia obia mebu obia mesi echiri. So got to Mike here, but mesi echiri akubisa Mike ran. You know, I've worked with a lot of people. I'm sorry, but I'm not for. Many Christians, they lack quality. And the feel is normal, it's not. We're closing the door on you. I'm telling you. Obi on my obey with Juma woman is carrying we a different person. We had the pam obi the Nadia bro said pam man or mao express or this car mao with this car on. Oba house catch and say me ni ho to two louvers moon and one kaket in segu. Nothing to make we with Tina Shempasi. Ya babe Tina Hani because a liberal hush can the hand the kadabahaya. Jaisa wono! Now you want here Jimmy for Nante. Telling you the mind of God. Just like the way many, many husbands treat their wives. Me, I'm talking about practical Christianity. Practical Christianity. They talk to their wives anyhow. I don't drew nipe mwa no aswish. I don't know nano as a man I may catch you on a brack one. And then Rangwana near the home commons to be a babosumi and so on any ring. Hypocrites! How are you feeling? I'm feeling good. I'm talking about quality, 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 quality. When was the last time you held your wife's hand? It's a surprise. So if you marry people without quality, they will frustrate you. No, attain. Let me tell you, when your life does not have quality, you can never operate the presence of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit because God is love. You can't have hatred and carry the presence of it. It can never happen. Ezida. Get your tongues. But there is no practical quality love in your. Abufuanti. With me, the brazier, you know, lock and share wrong place. Cha, no a pee. Timus, a dear ya walk away, a chia, a pee, and can was so be a man or umpene or the abufu. Nyanya, will be a poopier, you remember, will be almost a baby half. Baby half. When would you be full sorry and upon how the cocoa tin you may move? We want to say you are fumbling, you're not fumbling. Everything is not right. You know, something is wrong. Be omo a womo ba womo yirinom and a polish you womo shoot the bet to share ye and now chichri ni lazy man no oh yeah you or yes or massage ni feed no a yen and logo ligi kakra as or shampoo one or betna kunyemwa. And your money, come, or the concom shall liar. Some are me, and my me, our yellow bar will see her. Or some men will see from Mohammed Idrisu. Oh, Shadi Ankasa. Hallelujah. Yeah. Quality. Let me ask you the third question, and let's start our question and answer. How much money have you been able to save? And out of the savings, how much have you been able to invest? 2022. Dollar na renina. And your own sorry dollar. 2022. You cannot be running up. Mijina ami preachy. And the people have been preaching you. We are Juma or Kurumuto and Fos, and as a BIA store, whatever I do. A baby mama, you cannot be working, running around the place. Again, the people do have a brewabe akokra. This is the time we prepare for the future. I am not talking about Senate pension. A Senate pension, as in. One grand woman retires, chief directors, you know. Says, can you cry at a mom? Yes, I want to know. Now, no, you sergeant back or Kojin is sicker. Coins in a pension of 400 cities. I'm saying, what do you mean, sir? 400 cities? On what 28 February, you almost have veterans here, almost a uniform, be much imagine. Yeah, this one, Mr. Bosom is an woman. Miss me and a uniform, me, she be you. You don't have honor as a nation. Can you pay a Nassan Haka who will be? See, come with my party boys, it discern or no. Honor these men and women before they go. Bless them. Can't you see United Television? A woman near Kofa, old musician, near Kofa, and then we honor them. Can't you see that? Then those people, they come out of their. That's what we are looking for. That is the essence of honor. Any passion uniform, no match. You must have a pay with Yare. With Yare. A day will come. So I'm asking, how much money have you been able to save? You can't rent a house for the rest of your life. It will more say to me, it's a critical analysis. I feel like I'm going to be here. Yeah, check in here, man. It's can send a way to me the at all. Who catch him say when this kadawa as a so was as he be a da be beer say a tons had the enwa ye bin ye sikanwa would you re muno amanabroso. A tea. It means as your baby, or say, who you read him, remember? Who you read him? The papa can send me to see when you ask, I see what Dakuma Janja. And they told her, who you read him, Dakuma Janja, they wind up. Now, Dakuma Janja, send me one plot to a high, can sell it $1 million. Only one. One plot. They were one plot to a Tessa no Hamedidi. It's the truth. The Mao, as I see, the blue gun. Why, yeah? Now you see, pay gradually in a dream. Why, yeah, no, so. Look at the way we all use Facebook. I'm going to ask you something. Do you know Facebook share, they sell shares? How many of us here have shares in Facebook? At least $10 shares, $20 shares. But we are all heavy users of Facebook. Lockdown by enemy who said the foundation. Only 3 weeks. It was as if we were being suffocated. Because Yankwa Yindi send most of us your hand to mouth. A kugnya and san yedi. Dorinda, as one me can hear serious. Yan ya one day ye mabed to me and sa. But our parents did nothing for us. Ghana, dear, in Chiriban, someone will make a catch there. The next 2 generations. Yeah, my history. Yeah, but more politicians, dear. Yeah, the picture to our own ball picture, need to. Serious. Number four. Put them on the screen. Let's look at it. The first question I ask is, how has been your relationship with God in 2022? Number two, what is the level of the quality of your life? Number three, how much money have you been able to save and invest? How much money have you been able to invest? Number four. What will God say about you? Should he meet you tonight? When the Lord met Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? That there is no man like him on earth, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. When Jesus was speaking concerning John the Baptist, he said, among all the men that have been born of women, there is nobody greater than John. So my question is, if God meets you, what will he say about you? What will he say about it? And then the last question. If you are not here, what will you be remembered for? So we need help you, as I see, so we need help you. At the end here, they be Kyle. What will you be remembered for? If I say independence, you will say Nkrumah. He's remembered for something. If I say apple, Steve Jobs, or if I say Steve Jobs, Apple. What will you be remembered for? If I say Tete Kwashi, Coco, what will you be remembered for? Should I say Okonfo-Anochi? You may say Golden Stool or something. I don't know. What will you be remembered for? If I say Ejako Onimo, you will talk about folks, music. What will you be remembered for? Nana Kwame Ampedu, you will tell me something to be remembered for. You know, at least he was a storyteller. He told stories with music, with music. What will you be remembered for? If you do, if I'm not here again, what will I be remembered for? Especially when one word is not, it was not describing you, I think that you have missed it. Don't joke with your life. You will be accounting for it very soon. Every day counts because life is short. And Jenna, we have been honored with anointing, with grace, with favor, with protection. But I'm still asking, what will you be remembered for? May your Christianity attain value. May your Christianity bring fruits in the precious name of Jesus. Say a good amen. Amen. I said on the radio this morning, I said, stop begging. Stop begging. A nation like Ghana should never beg. Never beg. Apart from the Ewuna, yen ye say inim yame. Yen ye say inim yame. Namata mochanzen ko mu inim yame na ho. Semu piska. Look at how desperate we are for a $3 billion. Look at how desperate. I can promise you, if that money does not come, in the next 4 months, salaries will be a problem. This country will be plunged into a deep recession. But few months ago, COVID funds gave us $6 billion. $6 billion. Now we are begging for $3 billion. Tell us what you did with $6 billion. Because $6 billion, nan ki ye gentry. Ubi a wulim Christo on your waist, on your wasteful. Will be our name Christ when you waste for. I'm telling you. The Kaiser me calls was South Africa. You program a new opportunity. We tell them, because today there is a supermarket downstairs, the hotel, and restaurants around the hotel. Even in one of my family, they bring me to the restaurant. Come and let's go have lunch. They could do all lunch. I'm $300. You know, and you may know my son, they call 3-4 people, $400. The trust one day moves us $700. My calculator, I'm missing them. Second day, I'm catching. I told them, you know what? The way I want my privacy, this lunch and dinner, I may not like it. So calculate lunch and dinner and give me the money. They said, oh, no problem. We will give you $100 for lunch and $200 for dinner. $300, I said, thank you very much. The first one, I'm doing $100, see if Kwasio, Kudibia, fruits, this, that, you know, tea, honey, ma, to toy, and I'm G. Brood, I can see me, you know, I'm going to Tiasma, make an away with tea, or my tea, we, and can you, baby, you know. If we are in a restaurant, I'm calling and I'm saying, Mompe Fro, Frocker Crack. There's a little kitchen, there's a microwave, there's a cooker, there's a ebanso de garika kraba any idea. And now the when you ask somebody, and I'm a word, yeah, meet me, I know I'm money, I did me good deal. Was you every day, me deal 10 days. Every day, $300. Every day, $300. Every day, $300. 10 days, I'm good at $3,000. That $3,000 is what paid for the crane that lifted the iron trusses at Alabaster City, lifted it up, and installed it upon the roof. $3,000. Paid for the workers and the welders that welded all the roof. It was $3,000. Thank you, did well. I didn't know what taught the fear, but who in here? To send to man with Google Yada Kemono. Any more, I'm the key soap, lax, any milo, at the creative model. No. Kohononom, hono, nanom, hono, nanom. Please! Hono. Bonsi ane segum ne hono ne no. Say a good amen. Yeah. Anka Ghana yehunu set yehun yira yehun chile. And yema bibre one man go ye. There are so many things we need to block. Stop it. Make his canon. Yeh buwano. Bonsi yeh kwa heme fomo chile yi nyansa. Omu edemo ken na amu hold on. Ubi nanka wu injira. Christian people. Won't you mean one way? Cut down on this, cut down on that. Said the borrower will be a slave to the lender. Slave. There are rich men in this country, but they choose to hear me in Upe. But you're very wealthy, but they choose to hear me in Upe. There are people who don't have jobs. They are carrying iPhone. They don't have job. They don't have an income. They are having iPhone 13. Hi, sweet. I met a big man. He's a chancellor of 2 universities. He's carrying a yam phone. You can't tap a yam phone. You can't hack a yam phone. It's not connected to the internet. So you cannot use HTML encoding system to hack into that system. I met a former IGP. He was carrying a yam phone. I'm so far now, who phone you there? I said, go view the mom now, who a problem? Carrying a yam phone. You can't tap into that phone. Sit down and talk to your life. Yes, Ben Scammer said, J. Ansan, well, he said, and you know, I will end my presentation by talking to people who feel if I am not married, I am not living. I'm not married, so I'm waiting. When I marry, I will leave. No, that's a waste. Utia, you are a complete person. Who said you need marriage to complete you? Who said so? Don't waste your life. Don't be existing. Start living. Enjoy your life. You are content with your life. Don't tell me when I get to America, I will start living. No. Life is here right now. When I get a promotion, I will start leaving. When I get a car, I will start leaving. When I build my house, I will say, no. Say a good amen. I officially welcome Prophet Frederick Danzo back from overseas. Yes, sir. Welcome home. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Start leaving. Many people feel like if you don't have a husband, you don't have life. Who's so? One more husband, if you catch it, I'll bring one more ready. Close your eyes. Let's pray. Father, this is a time for analysis. This is the time for stock taking, accountability. This is the time to put our lives and our destiny in structure and in order. Help us, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Your question doesn't have to be what I talked about. It can be anything. I want to listen to you. I have different microphones around. You can lift your hands. I have only 5 questions or spots. I'm doing all that in 10 minutes and then I am done. Tell me your name and your question and then let's work. Anybody has a question for me? All right. Let's start from Pastor Prince. What's happening to his microphone? God bless you. Yeah. Okay.
Baba, I would want to add two. These 3 things, when one starts, go through a lot of storms, especially within the first 3 to 5 years. Of establishment, most especially when it comes to marriage and one lacks the foundation.
Hello, sweet.
And then ministry, when one lacks leadership or mentorship. And then business, when one lacks capital. But my question is, what should one do to survive the storm till the next season of these 3 phases, please?
Well, that's a very broad question, you know, because all the challenges you are talking about comes in different spheres and different ways. Somebody may not even go through any of what you are talking about. Some of the counsel we give at marriage counseling during engagement, there are many people who get married and they will never meet them. Never meet them. There are people who will be married and their husbands will never behave in a certain way. Never. They may not go through the problems or the challenges that you are going through. But this is it. Anybody going to ministry, marriage, and life in general, business, must be prepared for the best and the worst. For better, for worse. Face it that way. I got into business or marriage or relationship and I realized that I have a storm before me. Be prepared for it. One time we were in a plane. The pilot announced that there is a storm ahead of us. He is trying to avert or dodge the storm. It will make the flight a little longer. We shouldn't worry. What we didn't know was that the storm was moving. It was not just a static storm. Like a tornado, it was moving. So whilst we were moving away, it was moving toward us. And then the turbulence started. Turbulence had that. It be a cabins, pull back down things. I mean, poured drinks and water. That kind of turbulence. One more time with Jesus, one boy. Yeah, everybody is screaming. I want to make 10,000. Any person who was there? When it comes to me to blame my room with them, say, hey, Musura, yes, I brought for the special. I'm saying, yes, I brought for you, Musura. be prepared for the best and for the worst. I used to be terrified when I started flying, because the moment I started flying, we had had a very terrible accident. And so I had a phobia, a fear. One day I was in the plane and the Lord told me, whether you are afraid or not, you are in the plane. Whether you are afraid or not, you are in the plane. Utim. So sit down and enjoy yourself. From that day, that thing left. So what is it? Be prepared for the best and the worst. Not everybody's marriage will be sweet. But it depends on how you work at it. Because it doesn't just happen. It is made to happen. Then you know we are. So it depends on. First of all, don't forget that we are Christians. So in anything, it has to be dealt in Christ-like manner. Ministry is not easy. Marriage is not easy, and business is not easy. I was telling Dede today. He was telling me, "Sikapen na form, nam si sikapen da form anku biye nyepi, ubiye nyepi." Then he said, "Life is not easy." I said, "Yes, life is not easy. If life is easy, nobody will bother themselves to work for another person. It's not easy. So be prepared for the best. Be prepared for the worst. If the worst does not come, no problem. If the best does not come, we created it." We create the best. What I realize is that we create wrong foundations, weak foundations. Relationship, we look at beauty, money, prestige, fame, and then we go and marry. If it doesn't work, then we blame the devil. Then we divorce, and children are involved. Then we cause pain to people and go and marry another person. And mistakes. And it keeps recurring. So I am going to tell you, remember marriage vows, for better, for worse. It's not always going to be sweet. But if the sour comes, be prepared for it. And make yourself subjected to prayer and into the presence of God. I started by saying we are Christians. Everything must be done in a Christ-like manner. The Lord bless you. The gentleman, what's your name, sir? Talk to me. Okay, somebody has a mic. Give him a microphone. What's happening to his mic?
I am Bernard. Papa, my person will be saying, last night we church and we'll say, say ebia ye invite a sofo bia yet make us a sofo we die mema ebia o sa sofo no metie ni nchere no enko se na ebia me experience enko na me to make us a sofo dia me pen in church a eno so
me da si be pray me jina hey. I cannot even predict what God will do with me, because I don't know what he wants to do. I can prepare myself prayerfully, study in his presence, and prepare my mind that I'm coming to minister. Me tima bidrua, Hong Kong Kong can take over and there will be no preaching. Iti nipa no aso umpe no nube jina ha miyemfane se wo ye fake kora. Amen, friend. But God can use a fowl. God can use a donkey. Suddenly the presence of God comes on that person. This is why I keep telling the people, you drew heaven and we will have surprises. So. There are people that will appear in the kingdom of God that we will be shocked to meet them there. Me, I'm not going to be shocked at all when we meet Bob Marley in heaven. I won't be shocked when I meet a Okonfuanochi in heaven. I will not be shocked. You don't determine who goes there. You don't determine who goes there. Sometimes we have judged somebody, but God has approved the person. God's judgment is strange. Very strange. Upa akobo edwaman onyame betwe waso obi nso kobo edwaman yewu aze me dia chere that enu ne mani ye nyame ye ntena se ntena se ye ye iti ebi ana wo nyira wo de ye wo so wo mpe ne nyira chere no badanu nyame be fa ne so di nyira bi abrewo you miss it. It when it comes to the altar of God, you can't pick and choose. Allow the Holy Spirit to do what he wants to do. Say amen. Next question, please. The microphone went somewhere there. All right. Okay, you have a mic. Oh, talk to me, sir.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your okay. Name, where you are?
Medindi Benjamin, right. Who are under from La Paz.
Okay.
My question borders on two issues.
Okay.
The first one is, as Christians, we hold it as the truth, presents the truth. Because Jesus himself said that, I am the way, the truth, and life. No one goes to the Father except through him.
That's right.
So can we emphatically say that Christianity is the only way to God? Or the only way to salvation.
Go ahead.
That is one. And secondly, someone who is born in Afghanistan or Saudi Arabia automatically will be a Muslim. Someone who is born in China may be a Confucius or something else. Or someone born in India might be a Hindu. That person might not have access to Christ before that person dies. And where lies the feet of that person? Thank you.
That is very interesting, isn't it? All right. Let me deal with the first one. The Bible says scripture cannot be broken. The word of God is the word of God. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man means no man. So John 14:6. Is the word of God. Let me talk to you about the constitution of Ghana. If I sit here and downplay the constitution, I will be arrested. Because the constitution is a standard of living for the citizens of this country. The constitution of the kingdom of God is what we are talking about. It is. You don't dispute it. I mean, in the Old Testament, God says that the Israelites are my people. The rest of the nations, I don't know them. Case closed. Anybody that comes against the Israelites, God butchers them. Period. He is sovereign. And so the word of God, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. So somebody asks, is God unfair? No. God is sovereign. The king, where the word of the king is, there is power. His power is working. So if God says that I love Mama Comfort, I cannot say, why do you love Mama Comfort? The king has made the decision. Above all women. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. Now let me emphatically say there is one door or one gate to this church. That is the truth. Let's not make it nice and all these things. Let's be clear. I'm preaching the word of God. Word of God, you know, I may not like it. I may not. But the word of God is the word of God. And to say, president. Yeah, and kosi se ne brebe so no oye president jobi te na me min hu ne se oye me president ya one arada ho because upini yeah amen. So I will want to make it very clear in the word of the Lord. I bring the scripture, let's read it together. And maybe let's put it in Good News Version and let me read it in Good News Version. The Bible said, and Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. It's an infallible truth. People have tried to dissect it. Here in Ghana, it comes say, Abusunsum is another way. We are another way. But I want to say to you boldly, now to your second question, somebody didn't hear the gospel and they died. They are going to hell. It's just like I'm sitting here, I don't have a passport, I don't have a ticket, and I want to travel to America. It will not happen. It will never happen. Enuntina washaye and said, go tell them. Mami police, mupeti madansi and say, ignorance is not justification. Before the law, ignorance. Oh, man, sheda, na minimu. Police in each one also. Oh, minimu. Wait for red light, mo. Police are chill. Also, sorry, officer. Minimu say, wait for red light, mo. Ye che. And ye waka hachem dia next time. Next time in trouble. Achoo, this is why we can't sit down. Go out to places, preach the word, and let people be born again. Amen. Next question, please. Your name?
Please, my name is Alonyo Ebenezer. Alonyo.
Oh, Alonyo, talk to me.
And then my first time I'm back.
Oh, that's great.
Namuse, we are a blessing to the nation.
Really?
The people in this church are blessing a lot. Just within about 1 hour, the message I've received is too much.
And to God be the glory.
Thank you so much.
To God be the glory.
The question two, but first one here, brother, the Okaim. Acts chapter 17, verse 30 and 31. I'll say, the time of our ignorance, God winked at. So, Ebia nipakoni nim ya wono to abosumsum ne jidia ne se abosumsum ne ya wono tum no ono a no de som nyankopon inti art na e chere se ebra ye nim ne de nyankopon bu ne ni guso but ebra e be ka no kre na chere en na sel ye be koso wo sa de ne be wu om no ene na me I feel say that one is what the person will perish in but ebra won nim no according to Acts 17 which means God can pardon.
You know, that in context of that particular scripture, he was referring to the Old Testament. That Ebrenu anamun nimono, yehu abuneni guso. Now, there are dispensations and there are covenants. Dispensation, now yehu musisiya, is the dispensation of grace. God can pardon a whole generation because of his grace. He is God. Obi betimi atena Afghanistan odru nyame animu aye wo betimi aka chere ne se wo you didn't hear the gospel but my grace I have pardoned you. Obi timi agye bone no akoda nsa wemo oda wa as presidential pardon I come sorry besne ko obi so da wa presidential pardon we nya bida no wu. I will give you vivid example, very vivid example. Yachi Petro kotu afiase ewu asoma abofo mu omukoyi no yachi Yohane suboni kotu afiase yetwa niti. God is sovereign. The sovereignty of God is what makes him God. You can't understand God. On that basis, yes, grace can pardon you. Grace can justify you. And that is what the whole sacrifice of the cross is all about. Justification out of condemnation, sanctification, adoption, regeneration, and then you become a child of God. When Muna said, the Bible said, how can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation as this? But we'll be on more. I mean, there are even places in Ghana, people have never heard the gospel. One time, two businessmen were talking, and they were talking about Jesus. A Chinese man sitting next by came to them and says, excuse me, this Jesus, what product is it? Or which product is it? Chinese for their business and Kwani Womu team. It said, Yomu D is one dance here. He asks, I want to know this product so that I can also invest in this product. Yeah. So, unipa like that, you know, udrunya mi anima. It's up to God, like the gentleman is quoted. Amen.
My next question, no, I'm a divisio, and then they say, I think say, the Bible is clear. Boom, Prophet Muhammad Belko heaven, it is because of Jesus Christ. You can't escape. John 3:16 is simple. He who believes in Christ will have eternal life. When believe you, you perish. It's simple. Into be over heaven, be our buffer through Jesus Christ. So, I mean, there's no question. But my question is the all kind between Muslim and the Christian. Say, yeah, the Muslim be genauer. The person is, the Muslim will be more disciplined, given than the Christian. So the question is, who is a Christian?
That's it.
Number two. My child, I was Muslim school for 3 years. And so, 7 years, I started the Quran or Acharam. So, they recite the Quran from cover to cover. That 6,666 verses, they recite it. But when you question them on the Quran, they can't answer. Even the Imams. Quran Surah 2, Ayah 157, they said that Jesus Christ did not die, so they took somebody's face and blah, blah, blah. When you ask them, the Imams, that whose face did they take to represent the person they are perceiving that they didn't kill Jesus Christ, who they can't answer. So, are we not trying to give Muslims some status that they've not acquired? Because it's like most preachers compare Christians and Muslims, but the two are not the same. And I think that we are giving some Muslims some status that they've not achieved, and we are projecting them more than Christianity. So how do we bridge that so that we know we can win those people into Christ rather than projecting them and making them big? That's my question.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Let me start answering your question, who a Christian is. And I will answer it with a scripture. 1 John chapter 3. Let's read from verse number 3 to 9. 1 John 3. The Bible said, everyone who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure. I'm talking about who a Christian is. Everybody who has this hope in Christ keeps himself pure, just as Christ is pure. This is a Christian. Let's go down just a little bit. Whosoever sin is guilty of breaking God's law, put it in King James. He said, whosoever committeth sin transgresseth against the law, for sin is transgression of the law. And then in verse 5, he said, and ye know that he was manifest to take away our sins. And in Christ is no sin. Then he goes further and said, whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth has not seen Christ, neither knoweth him. Put it in my language, this verse. And this verse, he said, "Obiara woti Kristo mono onye bone." Obiara woye bone no onye hunu Kristo no. Nanso unim no. This is a very simple thing. This is why I believe that so many people that professes themselves as Christians, just like the book of Revelation says, there are many people who call themselves apostles, but are not. They just, you know, make a lie, a deceptive presentation. So the Christian is this, and John chapter 15, verse number 5 downwards. John 15, the Bible said, "I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing." This is a Christian. Now let me come to this Muslim Christian thing. What I put out there was a literal presentation in terms of character, manners, courtesies. You see, you can only see who I am by my fruits. I may try to hide it, but my fruits will reveal me. I was speaking to a national security operative. He said in psychology, they can intentionally provoke you and see your reaction. They can intentionally provoke you and see your reaction. He was speaking to me in a very provocative way. And I was smiling. And then he said, "I thought you would be angry. Why should I be angry?" Then he said, "I did it intentionally. Because I am on an assignment." And I'm saying, "Well, then your assignment did not succeed, because this is my training. This is my lifestyle. The kind of provocation I buy, I will never be provoked. I will be provoked in the face of injustice. I will be provoked in the face when somebody is unduly cheating somebody, maltreating somebody, taking undue advantage over some. Then you will see something else. That holy anger will come out very quickly." But now the point is this: Ure and Titiya, there are certain boundaries they will not cross. But Christians, many, 80%, will loosely cross. I will put it this way. You see the way Muslims have been, most of the things have been handed over to them. Maybe let me use the word imposed on them. Let's say I'm a Muslim. My children are Muslims. They don't choose it. I impose it on them. They don't choose. I want to be a Muslim. No. You are a Muslim. That is how it's going to be. So the point is this: until the time be free when I see, "Charlie, I can't do this again." Fine, you know. But then no Quran open one more juma Yeah. So the point is this: we are restoring the broken walls of the tabernacle of David, and that is the assignment God has given this pulpit. Restore order to the body of Christ. Bring back the standards of the real Christianity. You cannot sleep in your boyfriend's house and come for communion. Now we are redefining Christianity. Let me put it this way. I said something on Sunday to the FI service. I will repeat it. If you look at the players playing Black Star now, and you compare them to the players who played Black Stars many years ago, like Mohamed Polo, Reverend Osei Kofi, and the rest of the like, the people playing now, their standards are very low. Same as Christianity. Our standards now are very low. Very low. Our standards now are too low. The way a wife will even speak to a husband, which means entity in you. Kanepa, se Kristo niba, miura, nenyu omu na mi blame omu. Ye me manwa na mi blame. Serious. If we are showing them as Christian true examples, our respect is not demanded. It is earned. It is earned. Sorry, me ma kon huma. Idumwa me ko me bana condom shishem bag. Oba draw shimbutu. Ubi same am se me de experiment. A experiment with enter. You see this lifestyle. When trust is diminished, it is very difficult for even respect, you know, to be conferred. So I am only trying to tell people that hey, we are redefining Christianity. At least antitienwa a show makume mu say, this is the boundary. We don't cross these lines. And shen winyam. We rather need it. We need it. That dear be on mwa. Ye wo hokwain. Nanso. Emphatai. God bless you. Last question. Okay, then last two. Yes, sir.
Papa.
Talk to me.
I'm Emmanuel.
Talk to me.
My question is based on relationship.
All right.
Before I came to this ministry, I have had so many encounters with pastors, but I don't run from one church to the other. But relationship with pastors.
Okay.
But here in the case, you try to be nice with pastors and try to do them good, but they don't see the essence of what you are trying to do. So I decided to give them some distance and decided not to help them or show myself to them anymore. And I was asking, is that the right path to take?
Well, it depends on the context or the parameters by which it happens. But let's say that God has placed you in this ministry. And you move to EP Church, you have missed it. The Bible said that God said to the prophet Elisha, I have commanded the ravens to feed you by the brook. As long as you are going to the brook, the ravens are meeting you there. But if you check yourself out of the brook into the forest, the brook will be the location for the birds. The ravens will still deliver the food there. That is why the Bible said, they that are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. I have a problem with every gospel musician who doesn't have a church. And I'm telling you the problem of Ghanaian gospel musicians. 80% of our gospel musicians don't have a church like this is my pastor. This is where I receive communion. This is my spiritual home. They don't have a place like that. Say amen. Now, Apostles Johnson Suleiman shared the testimony. And the testimony was about Nathaniel Basse. He met him in a plane. And he said, hey, Nat, good to meet you. It's Apostle, good to see you too. He said, we have an all night coming Friday. We would love to have you. He said, I would love to come, but I'm traveling with Papa Adeboye and the Holy Ghost all night. I can't come. He said, oh, do you know how much we will honor you? He said, it's not about money. He said, God told me to follow Papa Adeboye. I don't follow him to go and sing. God told me to follow him. So when we go and he wants me to sing, he calls me. But oftentimes, he does not call me. But as long as I am following him, I have obeyed the Lord. Then he asks a question, are you going to be following for without? You are coming to an all night, we will give you dollars. He said, no, I am following the man of God. Then he said, from that day, the respect he had for that man was amazing. It's not about money. God has given him a pastor. Pastor following. He doesn't go there to sing. And when he is not allowed to sing, he is not offended because the instruction was not to go and sing. God says, follow him. Just follow him. You may go to a place and Nathaniel, but you see, everybody will hail. But you may be there and nobody is hailing. The Lord told you to follow him. What tell bad things begins to happen? So, it's very simple. I can boldly say from the day I married Didi, everything began to fall into right places. Everything. It's a beginner hands over Didi Krabongalat, you know. And then I dog her. Me pra. Amen. Yes, sir.
Some goes to an extent of borrowing and being repaying back. It becomes an issue. And when you try to, that's FA noko, J noko, it doesn't mean anything. And then they'll try to ignore you. You try to push, then they ignore.
You see, that is where the problem starts. Whilst I'm standing here, there are boundaries in every relationship. Remain in your boundary. Every father has the right to be naked in his own room. Every father has the right to be naked in his own tent. So I blame Noah's children. Where were you? What were you doing around the tent? Your father has a right to strip naked in his room. You need to knock and be given permission before you can enter. I will never borrow money to my pastor, and I will never borrow money from a church member. I have crossed the line. Did you know, hey, I will not chat with you. You can get my number. You will say hello. I will not respond. It is not rudeness. It is not arrogance. It is the line. If you are within the team and it has got to do with church, I can respond to say whatever. But if you are not within the boundary, I will never cross the boundary. If, oh, go be your row. Oh, men on a chart. You've crossed your line. You've crossed your line. Wouldn't even come, James, and me by with you, baby, and one more. Man, I won't come. Men found with car will walk. Men found their will walk. Men my fear. Umi will fear. Bibi panaba. Something that really needs for me to come there. Remain within the boundary. Utina will boundary. Where ma? Minimobia. On any spiritual father. The reason is because of my. The spiritual father near so nice will be a choir man. I feel you who you know, none is a branchy or none is papa. No, spiritual father, and you don't know about Mumpire. Spiritual father, and then you don't know about Mumpire. One hand in a year by Mumpire. And no more Mumpire, no one so Omo were dying for fro. Not dying no Omo tongue, no so metal. Me, my spiritual father, turned diamond. I don't care. I don't. Me was kind of mental. Me jina hai, me ni asore ma nye business. Da. Insi da. Ebed danin toko, ebed say asore. Inu nye business, da. Si biya wako fani eme fri China, nima be tubi. Memfa. Memfa. What do you intend the American? Memfa. The tendency is minimum no. Ah, mintria no, 100%. But when you say fe no, just sorry no, kasa wonkro tadiya wintria. Na fahin di kusi he na na dede ba sorry nim. Minto. Anya fe, anya ni kwas. Ya pawa sorry na ma far away. Panisibia, you know, me free Tantra Hill ba na kani ye empty. Unso ba sorry ha. Uyo ba ye bema memfa. It's not rudeness. H memfa. Kadia ube ka memfa. Memfa. Ye two free ya oma empty car kwa shiaman, but we had members who were standing here who needed to get into the car. Memfao. Yet naka any man komodi ebe koso. Ube mungu si across lines. Memfao. Memfao ni pa opa ma wune mu. Memfao. Ube jaho. Memfao. Eh, when we were online, we were monkey candy or mobek. Me se me mfa. Iti maya maya grodye. Misi wo ba ba biye ni gana. Iti maga go fi utru na mene na mene na jo biye ni sa story. Me mfa. Ome tine. Obua. Anyone jimpana? That record does not exist. The boundary ni mwa. Did it be an hour so for the semuni? And I'm going to send someone make it can be to qua by honey idea. Sabres and some woman who can be a government party communicators. Kasabri, ugin sab sabri omun digin digi ye ne hu ye penun sembi ni amfa mrabonte and let's shut him now. Oma ko digi ebiniho to kasa nu obi aeti. Kasa obi aeti from the divide unim say akwa no de ye oke kanu kanu kre on fa hu you ah o ka duperti. But the moment the pon na girls have begun to come, money is coming. Hey, 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 hey,
hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Last question, sweet, talk to me. Why in the waha will be to me a catcher, me so I'm a feeder? Mimma womma. As simple as that. Mimma womma. Our comfort, rubber me feeder. No, rubber me feeder. Atenasi wo fie din common ye bo buemun komo bi ni mama comfort is my pastor o ma mi fie da ebi a woni ba bi a meti ba do nwura hoda na mama comfort cry me so for ma mi fie na we aba fie no abenda obi ti mi bese sane brazia no afa wo di ahye enya me mama hey sorry me ngo fie Talk to me, sir. Okay.
Sir, I want to know, without the calling of God on your life, can you choose to become a pastor?
All right. Now, the guy is asking, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, the Bible talks about a calling, and that is replicated in verse 4, verse 9, verse 24. The Bible said, okay, let's read from verse number 1 and look at the call, different kinds of call. Paul called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the will of God. Verse number 2, listen, unto the church which is at Corinth, that are sanctified,
The Bible said in Christ Jesus, called, even the saints are called. So if you don't have a calling, wouldn't you mean to say, you can't say that. It is strictly on calling. If you are not called, you can't do that. The Bible said, how can we preach except we be sent? So if you have not been sent, you cannot preach. But generally, we have all been called as saints. And the mandate of the saints is in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19. Go ye therefore into all nations. So as you are sitting here, there is a call on your life. You may not have a call to be an apostle, a call to be a prophet, but you have a call to go and make disciples for Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. There was somebody, you know, who is speaking. Ujina Kamerechi, you have a question. Tell me your question.
Please, I'm Monica.
All right, Monica.
Osha Hindi, the Bible say, "Yebebu obi aten different, even when you are couples." And see, in person, maybe say, "Moye partners na aware for na say, o partner no oni obi wo issue oni nengkasa wo other partner no." E wasa unso oni nipa no e yaka. Ebiya oni o partner no oni nipa no nengkasa oni ne namuti ni se uchiano. And answer say, and he say, only nipa niye free because your partner no so any ne ya ka. And I'm patcha, my second question is say, oh, a year and a kuna say, a do baby was sisanka kra. Ope, also your project be ama ebusiano. But because of sisan was sisan, whilst you are praying and then trying to help your partner to come back to normal, is it necessary to hide that project you are doing from your partner?
This, maybe let me start the second one first. This sounds to me like a broken foundation. Send me what here, me, your project, then I'm the same, I don't know. I mean, I want her to know everything. You know, into me, your caller, now I'm the two speaker. When we got married, now phone started, say, baby, yes, you know. Now you use one phone. Phone here, yet dear. Say, ba, wow, ben, hono. Now all these things are about phones, so nibi niso. Hello, any text message, asa. Inti, we use one phone together. Now, ubia freya, I put it on speaker. One of the reasons is that we want transparency. Secondly, I want her to know the people I am dealing with. Let's say that unyamin fasamba, I die suddenly. Ebi ana mi sika kesi ebi kura wo bi ho. But oni mo ni pa ko. Ti me de two speaker no wetie nkomo ni bi. So that dachi bi asembia. Me japade ebi wo ba ebi kura obi ti mi akwa akoje. Into the transparency it helps. But the point is when a relationship is broken like that, what you need to do is to fix it. Say, if there is not trust, when it's like that marriage is not, and you see, webusi ya fogra mwese, udiskani siye na adi ya ma, umutu ufobone, taa kwa anode ya kacho, reonguye wano uu, na unimdi hoya ama nebusi ya fwa, wonso shesone yebima webusi ya fwa, that kind of advice in Naya toxic, poisonous. Ne pape mua. We all have to come together and leave as one family. Oh, bro nyaso, yanko bless o mame. Bro nyaso, yanko bless o papa. Efe. The day papa celebrated birthday, 70th birthday recently. And I called the father and I said, daddy, me ame babe srao. Me busy bad meba. Nada meba besira on ube huswenya se papa. He laughed. Let people know that you genuinely care about them. And when it's like that, there will be trust. Amen. Yeah. But would you see no mentias here? You are deepening the cracks.
of that relationship. And I think that that relationship will need a post-marital counseling and help. Your first question, remind me again. First one, remind me again. That is the witchcraft in church. Witchcraft. There are groups in church and they expect you to be enemies with their enemies. Witchcraft. Beye. And then, Mama Comfort, ne Mama Lizzie Nkasa, Mama Comfort expects me not to speak to Mama Lizzie. Do you know that one of the reasons why people will not even share a program is because your friends hate Kofi Udro? And so if you share Kofi Udro video, no share. Kofi Udro video, no share. They expect you also to be enemies. Witchcraft. Your enemies are not my enemies. They can never be my enemy. Hallelujah. Why that hatred in the first place? The lady, you are my last person.
Good evening.
Talk to me.
Please, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jesse.
I'm going to go to the Bible.
Me machire o se sankrofuwi omo yare. They are sick people. Oko akachire omo se oba aye mu aye amede ma omo yare. Ti. Me kura no amiye nipa. Me si 16 December ye me birthday. I'm a nipa celebrating me all over the world. One of my sons, the head of my management team, Andrew Sesu, called me from US. I said, Papa, we're breaking internet in this one. I'm saying, don't see any way. Or see, the internet is too still because of me. Go view drug crime, my internet standing still. Not Jesus Christ. Oh, please. Please. Adie bi wo ha yen so so so. Bible se nkwase echiye. Emfa wo hu nyim. Enkwase echiye yen fa nsua hwe. Emfa wo hu nhihim. And that is one of nkwase echiye no yen fa nsua hwe. Nkwase echiye yen fa nsua hwe ne ba ko ne se Yesu ne ma me Yesu wo fa ne ho. Next word. I didn't think I was when you offer. When you uncle Pon, why in the womb? Oh, but touch you. When you uncle Pon, why in the womb? A year then no buy. When you free in the buy. A year, sir, not just asylum. Jessica. Make I say you did a Christmas tree, see her. And then I'm with the Christmas. Why can't we have a Christmas tree? Find a Christmas tree, midi be see her. By Sunday, we'll be banished. Your lights are your home. Whether Christmas is 7 July, 13 November, 15 January, I have chosen to celebrate Jesus. Why don't we devote our effort to save the souls rather than our argument? It won't help until debate, dear. Minye debate. Hey, who crab me was in the ma? Yes, you Christo, no soy, I jump qua. If I ain't a good now, wouldn't your cousin? I don't debate. You either want to hear what I want to say, or let's drop it. Amen. Jesse. Yeah, we. What's happening, Sandy?
Papa, Pacho, if you say I was a Christopher, Eko, I'm sorry, Saturdays, not Sundays.
Jesse, who does we do a debate? Monko Wednesday. Opa, Ako Friday. Oko for Thursday. Stand to your feet, please. Grow. I don't argue. I don't debate. Just follow the truth. Let's sing one of these lovely songs. Eradi waya, waya didina fufro. Meshebrenina, wasisa mami. Eradi waya, waya didina fufro. Meshebrenina, wasisa mami. Oh, eradi waya. Shut the drums of my Eradi Waya. Why are they in a full flow? Me shepherding in a. Sing it for the last time. Eradi Waya. Why are they in a full flow? Me shepherding in a. Eradi Waya. Me shebrenina. Put your two hands on your heart and commit your Christian life into the hands of the Lord. Wherever you were weak and wherever you made mistakes this year, we are asking God to forgive you and strengthen you and empower you to do great things for Jesus Christ. Open your mouth and begin to speak to your Father. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on. La proda kavreka skalo ando shada. He that speaks in an unknown tongue does not speak to man but to God. In the spirit he speaks mysteries. Ratona kavira kabrinde skri indos. Vradana namano mrohoda kadebaha. Ziya kokakada. Zia na na bara bakona na 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 bana na haya ria na 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 bahano shada ribos givano mra andes griinta mra gana na mato shada na na baaya. Can I hear your voice? Zia na 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 ha. In the name of Jesus, heal us and we will be healed. Wash us with hyssop. Wash us with the blood of the Lamb. Cleanse us in the name of Jesus. Strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May we walk in the light. May we walk in the paths of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Raise your voice. Come on. Di morona kadiba raanda is katuma takae. Now, can you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you as never before? Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Spirit of the living God. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Ruach Elohim. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Hey, Zizu Aleano Kosha. Pandiolo shada da da da. Pandokolo lo baha. Shanda da ba da bahandes. Kia da da loosh. As the year goes to a close, I want to. And this is the idea of whatever request, prayer, petition you have. I want you to whisper it unto the Lord. God is faithful. God is faithful. God is faithful. Now, can you take your offering and let's pray over your finances for only 1 minute? When I asked that question, I could feel within the room, that is one area, how much money have you saved this year? And what have you invested in money this year? I can feel in the room that we need help. Father, your people cry unto you. We are asking you to heal our finances. Grant your people financial dominion. Open your mouth and talk to your Father. For ye yo to me shall woman samura. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When you finish, come to the altar.
Stand to your feet, let's close.
Let me ask you of a great favor. This teaching, and now we're introducing question and answer time, even though we are trying to cut short, like going prolonging the night. And fans, you tell me, see a bar and say, a check, let me tell you something. Say, we need I said to where you are going down. Say, you need a angamami we, ibi ango aboda. Ubi awone ne tede mo a prekope, unihubi. And it doesn't come with quietness. It comes with all kinds of madness. Se wuni hinia obe bodam. And nyamia se mui hini. And wasem na meka. I'm encouraging you. We can have time for World Cup, football. We have time for movies. We have time for everything except the things of God. Then something is definitely wrong. I'm begging you, nyabere me wurade asem. Unyina suo kese e ho nejina. Hallelujah. Everybody who watched us online, we love you. We are praying for you. Say amen. All right. So the Lord bless you. From all of us here, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and favor you. See you. Come back to the basics. Let's go back to the foundation, to where we believe. The Bible was a predominant weapon, a material, a tool that we did not joke with. So sad that the pulpit have become weak, frail, divergent. The pulpit have become, you know, desecrated, punished, polluted. You know, we have had people who have no business with the word of God in our pulpits. Churches have been started by people who have no business with calling of the grace of God, the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Not philosophy, not history, not, you know, useless pieces, you know, pie, but the scriptures, the tenets of the scriptures, the prescriptions of the word of God. He stood by the scriptures. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. Through him was all things made, without him was nothing made that has been made. In the world is life, and that life is the light of men. And the light shine in the darkness, and darkness cannot cover the light. We're talking about this same scriptures is the word. The word is the same Christ that we talk about, preach about, teach about, expostulate, elicitate every Sunday, an opportunity that we have by the grace of God to talk to you. And therefore, Ujina Atresa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.